Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Plenty of news about the New England Patriots today as they get ready to open the season Sunday in Foxborough against the Cincinnati Bengals. Quarterback Tom Brady was in a car crash in the Back Bay early yesterday morning, but was unhurt and went on to practice with the team. Then late yesterday, word that he'd signed a $72 million four-year contract extension, making Brady the highest-paid NFL player. With us this morning to talk about Brady and the season ahead for the Pats is Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike Reese, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
Latest word on quarterback Tom Brady. Physically, he seems to be okay after yesterday's car accident. Do we think he is? Is he at 100% as the season opens?
Well, I think that you still have to monitor this because a lot of times after an accident like that, it might be the day after where you start to feel some soreness. But the fact that Tom Brady was out on the practice field on Thursday in full pads certainly is a sign that he escaped serious injury from this accident.
And so when he takes that first snap on Sunday, he'll be ready for it.
He will be ready for it. One of the toughest players the Patriots have had in their franchise history, both physically and mentally. And this is a big mental challenge because Tom Brady had talked about it throughout the week, saying he wants his focus to be solely on the Cincinnati Bengals, the season-opening opponent, and this obviously gets in the way of that focus.
Well, Brady has got to be happy about his new deal and the possibility of making $72 million over the next 4 years. But another key Patriots player, star receiver Randy Moss, has been grousing of late about his deal with the Patriots. He told CBS Sports this week he feels the team doesn't value him. How important is a happy Randy Moss to the Patriots, or how important is it that Randy Moss may be unhappy?
Well, I think it's vital to have a happy Randy Moss. He is one of the more sensitive players in that locker room, and I think his comments really reflect that he needs a few verbal hugs, if you will, the Patriots to tell them how important he is. And sometimes you can do that in the form of a contract, but I don't see the Patriots doing that at this time because they probably view it this way. A motivated Randy Moss playing for a contract next year probably isn't a bad thing either.
Let me ask about another favorite Tom Brady target, receiver Wes Welker, out for major knee surgery for a good chunk of last year. How's he look now?
Well, Wes Welker's still coming back to form. He had said last week, you know, that he's not back to where he was before that injury, but I still expect to see him out on the field playing most of the game, but I do think it's going to take him a little more time to be back to that player that we saw have more receptions than any other player in the National Football League over the last three seasons.
All right, bigger picture. How do the Patriots stack up in the AFC East? I've seen some reports that pick the Patriots not finishing higher than maybe fourth in the East.
Sure. I think that the AFC East is one of the tougher divisions in the whole league. Owner Robert Kraft actually said earlier this preseason he thinks it's the toughest. You have the New York Jets, a team that's really going for it this year. They've spent big money, and they've sort of mortgaged parts of the future to say, let's try to do it right now. And then you have the Miami Dolphins, a team that's sort of coming up the ranks that some have said have maybe caught the Patriots and are closing in on the Jets as well. So the Patriots would really fall anywhere in that 1, 2, or 3 category in the 4-team AFC East, with the Buffalo Bills a long way behind at number 4.
So are the Patriots a playoff team this year?
I think it's really on the fringe. I see them as a 10-win team, which is an excellent season by most measures, but sometimes 10 wins gets you in the playoffs. Sometimes it doesn't.
Is it really on the coach Bill Belichick's shoulders this season, considering the fact that the Patriots, that he's decided the Patriots aren't going to have offensive and defensive coordinators this year, and he's putting all that on him? So does the season rest on his shoulders?
I think that might be overstating it a little bit. Well, the Patriots haven't named official offensive and defensive coordinators, which are the top assistants to Belichick. They still have people in those roles without the title. And I think that, in a lot of ways, is Bill Belichick trying to deflect any criticism that these other coaches might receive over the course of the year. But Bill O'Brien, the quarterback's coach, will be calling the plays, as as really the offensive coordinator without the title, and linebackers coach Matt Patricia will be helping coordinate the defense without that defensive coordinator title.
All right, Mike Reese, one last question. The Patriots have a season-opening win streak. They've won their last six. You think they're going to maintain that this Sunday when they face the Bengals?
I do. I think it will be an excellent game. I think the home field advantage will really help the Patriots, and I think they'll squeak it out by a field goal. But one thing to keep in mind, the Cincinnati Bengals team is very tough. They won the AFC North division last year by sweeping of every other team in that division. They were in the playoffs, so this was their toughest season-opening game in recent history.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and joined us this morning. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.